Haynesbury, a small town that just got itself a new private investigating team. But we don't investigate just anything, no. That'd mean my life would still make sense. Now, I'm too busy doing whatever this is.
So what exactly are we looking for here?
Anonymous tips that the spirit of some girl has been terrorizing anybody who comes near this old house. Died under mysterious circumstances here, or something. You know, usual ghost thing.
Hold on a second. Nobody said anything about a ghost.
Our team investigates paranormal stuff. You seriously didn't think we'd run into the thing that literally everybody in the world associates with the paranormal?
Hey, I was fine with the secret underground treasure, even with the criminals trying to kill us and the ancient shark, but I'm not going to be proof that ghosts... those things that I'm not going to talk about in case they're listening can actually murder people. It was nice knowing you. I'm out.
Nice try, but you're not ditching us. Why don't you make yourself useful and check out the rest of the house? You can get in and out of those rooms fast enough.
But what if the doesn't operate on normal time or whatever? You know, like, what if it's faster than me? We don't know how this stuff works.
It's not gonna be faster than you because it doesn't exist. Ghosts aren't real.
Of course you'd say that. You don't believe in anything. And the ghost is a she, not an it. It's the 21st century. Have some respect for women.
I believe in plenty of things, like how there is no she, because there is no ghost. The only reason I came all the way out here, to the edge of town, is because this is the job I signed up for. Because I literally had no other options.
It's her! You've pissed her off with all your non-believer talk!
Or we're in an old house that hasn't had anybody living in it for over 50 years. And get out from behind me.
Hey, Orville. Why don't you try to talk to her? You're creepy. Maybe she'll relate to you.
Please don't call me creepy. And I'm going to look around upstairs.
Good idea. Can you get up there? Stairs look busted.
I can levitate people. I count as a person.
Oh yeah, right. Tell me if you find anything, even though you probably won't. Bet you the only scary thing he sees up there is on the other side of a mirror.
I can still hear you, and I'm still not creepy.
Sounds like the ghost is taking Orville's side.
Oh my god, there is no ghosts.
Maybe there is. And the only reason she hasn't come out is because one of us doesn't believe in her.
Fine. If you think I'm the problem, I'll bite. What's this chick's story?
Algernon has the paper where Frank wrote down the case. He can tell you.
Okay, hold on. I know I have it here somewhere.
Wait, Frankenstein took this case down?
He was the only one who could get to the phone.
Got it. Alright, says here her name was Jemima Dumas. She was a daughter of a wealthy family who lived in the 1800s. She was loved by everyone in the town, or at least that's what her family thought, before they came home one night and found her dead in the foyer. Which is where we are right now.
Whoa, did you seriously bring a shotgun for this?
Yeah, because there's a...
ghost!
Forgot to open the door.
Good. Maybe that'll teach you not to run out on us again.
Guys? Spooky shadow at the top of the stairs. And it's moving towards us.
Don't shoot it!
Yes, shoot it!
No, there's definitely a normal explanation for this.
No time for normal explanations! It's getting closer!
Fine, I'll play the leader card. Don't shoot prior, that's an order, or whatever. Prior!
What? I didn't shoot. And you didn't say anything about knives.
It doesn't look like it mattered anyway. Look!
Ha! See, Carlton? Floating knife. Ghost.
Yeah, it's floating because that ghost is Orville.
I heard gunshots. I wanted to make sure that everyone was okay.
Everybody's fine, just probably feeling real stupid.
Hey, the lights were off and we saw a weird shadow in a house that's supposed to be haunted. We're not the only ones at fault here. I mean, why didn't Orville say something? Okay, I realize how dumb that question sounds as I'm saying it.
Yeah, well, you have a point there. Orville, you might want to get into the habit of at least talking when, you know, you have a gun about to be pointed at your face.
Note taken.
But that still doesn't excuse the total lack of judgment from our end. Algernon, just because you can book it out of here doesn't mean you should. And Prior, just because we get called in to investigate the possibility of a ghost doesn't mean there is one. The last thing this team needs is more paranoia.
They also don't need a leader who's afraid to believe in what he's supposed to be investigating. I mean, what if, maybe not here, but somewhere, there really is a ghost, Jemima, who...
Wait, what did you say that girl's name was?
Whoever called in said her name was Jemima Dumas, but people call her Ima for short.
Let me see the paper for a sec. I'm a dumbass. That's it. Frankenstein's not allowed to take any more case calls. Let's get out of here. Last night was the third crank call this week, Marty. How are we supposed to help the people of this town if nobody here takes us seriously?
The people in this town have been used to ignoring anything even relatively out of the ordinary for years. It's understandable that they treat anyone who wants to pry into the very phenomena they've been brushing off for all this time with some skepticism.
This isn't just skepticism. We're goddamn pariahs. I went to clear out my desk at my old job, and nobody there would even look me in the eye. And I don't just mean the people in the office. I mean everyone I walked past on my way in and out. I actually think some people crossed the street to avoid me.
It's a small town, Mr. Carlton. It didn't take anyone too long to figure out who exactly was part of this business. And with you being the one person involved who has been here for the least amount of time, you're the most liable to suspicion.
It's not just me. Prior said business has gone down at the shop, and the kid got the boot from the library.
Actually, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I didn't lose my position at the library. I resigned. Navigating the library here is enough of an engagement on its own. I was actually on my way to tell you both that I am working to organize the resources pertaining to our current business. Investigating preternatural phenomena and the like, so that we can hopefully better avoid future, false inquiries. I'm sorry that I didn't have the system finalized before you went out tonight, Mr. Carlton. I promise that I will have it done.
Kid, it's okay. Just take it down a notch with the apologizing. Somebody's got to bother to do the research around here.
I heard research! Hey, everybody! Just thought I'd come tell you that I'm super close to finishing that super secret project you gave me to work on, Marty. I just gotta get a few more parts from the shop in Oak Hollow. And maybe another set of hands? Specifically scientifically trained doctor hands? Doc, what do you say?
Mr. Epstein.
Frank.
Pardon?
I told you, buddy. Mr. Epstein sounds boring. Call me Frank or Frankenstein or El Capitan or...
Nobody is going to call you that.
Never say never, boss man.
Frank. I'm afraid that my scientific expertise is of a more theoretical nature. With the exception of medical procedures, but those aren't necessarily applicable to...
Ah, if you can fix a broken leg, you can solder a joint. Come on!
But I really don't see how...
Look, Martin, I appreciate what you're doing for this town, but the people you're trying to help clearly don't. I know we haven't been at this long, but maybe it's better to end things now before we get in too deep.
Hey, Carlton, we've got a visitor.
Prior, whatever joker it is trying to mess with us now, I really don't feel like dealing with it.
Trust me, you're going to want to hear this one. Hey, Clay, why don't you come over here and fill Mr. Carlton in on your situation?
Hello, Mr. Carlton. I'm Clay. Clay Carter. I'm a fisherman here in town, and...
And?
And I'm here to ask for your group's help, because, well, us fishermen, we've got a problem. A ghost problem.
Looks like another possibility of a ghost. Ready to eat your words?
Okay, Elliot, buddy, so this thing here is called a drag. I'm gonna need you to fill it with this sand so I can flip the whole thing over and take out the pattern. Then I can dig out a gate to feed in the molten metal through the runner I made in the cope, which I'll put on top of the drag. That should give us a nice cast. Got it?
So, in layman's terms, I should put sand in the metal box.
Yeah, do that! See, I told you you'd be a natural!
We'll see. I must admit, I do find the work that you do here to be incredibly fascinating. I've always admired engineering as a skill and a profession, and I wouldn't mind learning more about it through some first-hand experience.
Heck yeah! It's Dr. Dr. Elliot Quaid and Frankenstein, solving life's greatest mysteries through the astounding power of science! Nothing can stop us now!
Party's over, boys. Me and Liza are here to tell you we've got a ghost to track down.
Ooh, finally a chance to test out my ghost trap. Looks like the top secret project will have to wait. Oh yeah, here we go.
I'm sorry, but is that a replica of the trap from the film Ghostbusters?
Duh, if you're gonna make a ghost trap, how else are you supposed to make it? Okay, I admit mine works differently than theirs. There is such a thing as copyright law, you know? Oh, hold on. I've got more of these in a cabinet around here somewhere. Ginny, can you help me grab them?
Sure.
Okay, this trap thing is actually pretty cool. What do you think, Elliot?
Yes. Very pretty. Oh my, I mean pretty cool. The trap, that is. Not that you're not cool. Psst. I mean, you must be if you like films like that.
Yeesh. Did you just see that?
Yeah. Elliot is clearly ill and we've gotta save him. I'm coming, little buddy!
Wait, yeah! What are you?
Frank? Would you mind getting off of me? Please?
It's for your own good, buddy!
Sorry, Elliot. Frank just thought he saw a spider on you. Right, Frank?
No, I told you there's something wrong with—
Hey, Liza! Why don't you and Elliot go see if Carlton needs you both on this ghost hunting trip, okay?
Okay. Oh, Elliot, here. Let me help you up.
Oh, no, Miss Liza. That's really quite all right. Oh.
See? No big deal. You ready to go? Hey, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great! Let's go!
Okay, what was that about?
What? How you totally stopped me from saving Elliot's life back there?
But he's not sick. Do you really not see it?
See what?
Oh my gosh! Okay, I just gotta know, what exactly do you think is wrong with him?
I have two theories on that.
Which are?
Okay, theory one. A hitherto unknown strain of avian flu that is only contractible by those with supernatural ancestry has somehow made its way into Elliot's brain.
Nope, not it. Definitely not it.
No? Okay then, theory two. Dr. Quaid has been spending a little too much time around those medical chemicals.
It's, not that either.
Gas leak?
Oh my god, Frank! Elliot loves Liza!
What? No, that's not it. He's gotta be dying.
Really? Then how would you explain it?
But he's been all sweaty and flushed and kinda loopy and— Oh. No.
Yes!
No!
Yes, he's loved her from the second he saw her.
No, 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 no! He can't be into her! I just got him to agree to be my science buddy! Relationships never work out good for scientists, ever! We've gotta stop this from happening!
No we don't. Yeah, it's a little hard to watch sometimes, but it's always better to let love happen.
No! I will not lose the only other kind of scientific person to show up here in years! Just give me a sec to grab my outdoor lab coat! I'm coming ghost hunting! Not my coat closet! Hold on!
Oh, I hope Carlton and Miriam don't get mad at me for this.
Frankenstein, think you could slow the van down for, I don't know, the rest of the ride so we don't die?
No can do, boss man! This is an emergency! A ghost emergency! And we definitely can't waste any time with safety!
We're coming up on the docks.
You heard her, Frankenstein. Stop the van.
Got it! Slam it on the brakes!
No, wait! Everybody okay? Pryor?
Fine. Just really itching to slap Frank upside the head.
Understandable. How about you, kid? Liza? Orville? Ginny?
Door, please!
Elliot, wait!
I think we're okay.
You know, Frank did such a great job driving. Maybe we should let him stay here and watch the van.
Huh?
Good idea, Ginny. And since you're the one who brought him along in the first place, you can stay here with him.
Aw.
The rest of you, let's see what these fishermen have for us to check out.
Hey, wait! Carlton, two people probably isn't enough to watch one van! Why don't you leave someone else with us? I don't know, maybe Elliot? Hey, Carlton! Hey! Don't let him get too close to her! Carlton!
Frank!
Hey, Clay. Thanks for letting us follow you back out here.
Yeah, well, we didn't know who else to call. I mean, we already tried the cops, the fire department, the Coast Guard.
You'd rather try to get the Coast Guard on this than call us.
Look, Mr. Carlton, we didn't want to call because, I think we were all scared to. Everybody around here really respects Martin Hendrickson. He's a good guy, and so are his parents. What I mean is he's done nothing but good for this town. So we all kept our mouths shut when he came out with this business of yours. I mean, you hear about rich guys all having some weird thing that they put their money into. We guess for him, it was this. But that didn't mean we didn't find the whole thing unsettling. We spent years learning how to deal with everything that happens in Haynesbury. How do we know somebody sent out to look into it isn't gonna make it worse?
I don't know. I think we're still trying to figure that part out. But we'll do what we can. So, what exactly is this ghost problem?
Hold it, Carlton. Why don't you let someone on this team who actually believes in ghosts ask the questions?
Wait, he's in charge, but he doesn't believe in ghosts.
Well, you see, he's kind of the administrative guy.
Yeah, like the one who keeps everything together, but ooh, that supernatural stuff. I leave that up to my right-hand woman here.
Happy to help. But don't worry, we'll still get the job done.
I think for our first real case call, this could be going better. They just need some practice.
Carlton and Miriam are good at their jobs, but I think their interpersonal skills need some work.
Agreed.
Okay, so this ghost, could you describe it?
Well, it's actually more like ghosts, as in a lot of them.
What do you mean?
We didn't really think it was anything at first. The first person who saw them was Kyle, and he has a tendency to, he likes to have a few drinks every once in a while on the way back ashore at the end of the day.
So this happened at night?
Yeah, it only happens at night, and out on the water. I think it's because they're afraid to come on the land, even though they're already dead, you know?
Okay, you lost me.
Why would they be afraid of land?
Because the ghosts are fish.
What?
I know it sounds crazy. We all thought Kyle was crazy too, until it started happening to all of us.
What started happening?
They all came in swarms around all our boats. It started out as just damages that we had no clue how they got there. Engine trouble, banged up hulls, holes in our trawls.
Psst, what's a trawl?
A type of fishing net.
Huh, makes sense. How did you know that?
When one spends enough time in libraries, one tends to learn things.
Point is, after a while, we started to actually see them. All wispy and floaty and see-through, but definitely fish. We got to thinking, if a person who got murdered can come back as a ghost to haunt their killer...
Oh, you know, the killer was just probably guilty. They murdered somebody.
Shove it.
We thought, maybe the fish came back to haunt us. Make sure we can't hurt any more of their kind. Look, me and the rest of the guys down here, we don't care what you have to do. Even use some of our boats if you need to. But make it stop.
You can count on us. Sounds like a lot more ghosts than we thought, huh? How many of those ghost traps do you think we should grab from Frank?
Why not all of them? Won't matter anyway.
I don't know, Carlton. Clay sounded pretty spooked. That seemed like a legit reaction, if you ask me.
Well, it's already starting to get kinda late, so we should grab whatever we've got now and get out on the water before sundown.
May I ask, how are we going to make sure that this case isn't just another spurious claim?
Jack and Algernon are in the library with Martin back home. Sent them a recording of Clay's statement. Hopefully, They'll find something that confirms it before we end up wasting our time. Although, I am already questioning the likelihood that they'll get anything done while they're in the same room.
I can't believe Carlton benched me just because I ran away from something that could have killed me!
And left everyone else alone to possibly get killed.
I would have gone for help!
Before or after your panic attack.
Either way, looks like we still got a pretty full group. We should probably split up on this one. Take two boats.
Well, I'm taking whichever boat you're taking. I want to see the look on your face when you admit that ghosts are...
Aren't.
Are real.
I'll come with you. Mostly because I don't like the idea of you two together out in open water.
Same.
Guess that just leaves me and Elliot. Right, Elliot, old buddy, old pal?
Ahem.
I suppose it does. Although, do you think I could possibly invite someone else to accompany?
I think Orville's already set on going with Carlton's group, but if you really want to...
That isn't exactly the person that I had in mind.
Ahem.
Hey, it'll be fun! Hunting ghosts, making discoveries, discussing questionable life choices that could spell cataclysmic doom for our careers and emergent friendships?
Ahem.
Miss Kelly, are you all right? You seem to be clearing your throat rather persistently. I could examine it if you'd like.
No, I'm good. So good that I'm gonna come with you guys.
I don't
say
see
what
why
now?
Not.
Well, yeah, cause you know, looks like Carlton and Miriam's boat is full, and like you said, Frank, it'll be fun.
But we're gonna be out super late. You sure you really want to stay up all night?
I'm a vampire, creature of the night, and all that other stuff. I'm game. Looks like you're gonna be stuck with me all night.
My, you, both seem to be taking this assignment very seriously.
Just know I'm ready to take out more than just ghosts.
Oh, it is on.
You're an evil mastermind.
Nope, just in love with love.
So, I'll go start the boat then? Right.
This is Carlton trying to contact the B-Team. Does the B-Team have its radio up and running? Over.
Elliot here. Do you think that you could possibly refrain from referring to our group as the B-Team? Over.
Kid, I think you and I both know why I chose that name. Now, can you guys keep a solid lookout and take notes on anything important we pick up? Over.
All right. Understood, Mr. Carlton. We shall remain vigilant. Over and out.
So, Prior, see anything with those binoculars? I thought ghosts were supposed to be invisible.
Not always, Carlton. Not always.
Right. Hey, kid, make a note that being isolated at sea may already be causing my first mate here to lose it. Over.
What did you call me?
If this is in any way part of a scheme to upset Miss Prior, I would like to say, if I may, that I do not think it polite or wise to instigate.
Hey, I was using that.
I'm nobody's first mate.
Okay, okay. I guess you can't take a joke.
Hey, I can take a joke. I'm a fun person. Right, Liza?
Gee, Miriam, I haven't really known you all that long, and I really don't want to...
You come off as harsh, but don't worry, so does Carlton.
I am not harsh. I'm the fun one. Come on, I'm the one who actually believes in ghosts.
The boat's rocking.
Ha! See? Ghosts!
It's a boat. Boats move.
Yeah, but this much? And with no heavy wind or currents?
Mr. Carlton, is everything all right? From the look of your boat, you appear to be in distress. Please come in, Mr. Carlton. Over.
Carlton can't get to the radio right now.
Batten down the hatches!
There's nothing in the hatches.
Who cares? Just do it!
But I can tell you that we might need some help. Hello? Elliot?
I mean, of course, with... It's... Let me just tell...
Are you okay?
God damn it, kid. Everybody hold on and try not to fall overboard.
Wasn't planning on it.
No.
I'll take that receiver. Thanks. Kid, we'll handle this. Just stay put until we need you. And for the love of God, try not to embarrass yourself. Over and out. Huh. See? It's already over. Now, maybe we can get back to...
Carlton?
Yes, Liza?
The engine stopped.
Yep. And now the lights are out.
Dr. Quaid, seems like we have our first evidence of the ghost fish tampering with boats. We just lost the engine and lighting. Over.
Prior, the power's out. You're not gonna reach...
How exciting. I mean the evidence of spectral activity, not the power...
We get it, kid. Over and out.
Huh. Looks like the radio's on a different power source.
Oh, sure it is. Now, how about we try to fix the engine?
You and Orville can fix the engine. Liza and I are going to check the rest of the boat for any more ghost damage.
You know... Fine. We'll be below deck if you need us. Let's go, Orville.
Carlton may have only taken Frankenstein's ghost traps on board after I forced him, but at least he was smart enough to make sure we had flashlights.
Hey, look at this.
This net's been...
torn apart. Just like Clay said.
We should grab this. Show it to Carlton. Though, knowing him, he'll probably say it got caught on something, which... makes no sense, because the thing looks too mangled for that, but he probably won't care What the? Liza! How'd you end up in the net?
I don't know, it's like something just threw it on me! Just help me get out!
Yeah, okay. I can use my knife. So make sure you watch out for... Oh my god! Okay. Don't freak out. It's just your friend being dragged away in a net by an invisible force. It's only a fishing boat. How far can she go? I've got this, Liza. Hold on.
Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuelli, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Wen, DG Holstein, AJ Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song, written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Velik. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at wildly_productions, Tumblr at wildlyproductions, Twitter at wildlyproduct1, and Facebook at wildlyproductions. And shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating!